Focus on Healthcare Reform, presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine. I'm Mike Edwards. In this edition, we look at the new in-office ancillary services disclosure requirement. Generally, federal law prohibits physicians and immediate family members who have a financial relationship with a provider of designated health services from making a referral of a Medicare or Medicaid patient to that provider. Likewise, the provider is prohibited from filing claims to Medicare or Medicaid under those circumstances. There are exceptions. Among the exceptions is in-office ancillary services. The exception is subject to numerous conditions, and Congress added another condition as part of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. For certain in-office ancillary imaging services, such as MRI, CT, PET, and other imaging services to be determined by the Health and Human Services Secretary, furnished on or after January 1, 2010, the referring physician must now inform the patient in writing at the time of referral that they may obtain the services from a person other than 1, the referring physician, 2, a physician who is a member of the same group practice as the referring physician, or 3, individuals who are directly supervised by the physician or another person in the group practice. The patient must also be provided in writing a list of suppliers who furnish the service in the area where the patient resides. More details about these provisions can be found in Section 1877 of the Social Security Act and Section 6003 of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The North Carolina Medical Society will continue to monitor implementation and issues related to the new in-office ancillary services disclosure requirement. Look for updates on our website at ncmedsoc.org. That's ncmedsoc.org. Focus on Healthcare Reform is presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine.